Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and its news update is brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. Two suspects are in custody following a drive-by shooting investigation in Lapeer County, with detectives continuing to investigate a second shooting that occurred just days later. The Lapeer County Sheriff's Office's deputies responded to Angle Road in Mayfield Township on June 26th after multiple shots were fired at a home from a passing vehicle. Investigators reviewed security camera footage and determined seven rounds were fired from a dark-colored Chevrolet Impala. 9mm shell casings were recovered at the scene. 2 days later, deputies were called back to the same area for another report of gunfire at a different residence. Investigators say five shots were fired from a passing GMC Acadia. No shell casings were located during that investigation. Search warrants and interviews led detectives to arrest a 19-year-old woman and a 21-year-old man in connection with the first shooting. Their names have not been released pending arraignment. The second shooting remains under investigation, and anyone with information is asked to contact the Lapeer County Sheriff's Office. And a Saginaw man is facing multiple felony charges nearly a year after a crash in Tuscola County claimed the lives of six people. 26-year-old John Stacy was arrested in connection with the August 2025 collision at the intersection of Vassar and Fairgrove Roads in Guilford Township. According to the Tuscola County Prosecutor's Office, Stacy is charged with six counts of second-degree murder and six counts of operating while intoxicated, causing death. Investigators allege Stacy was driving a pickup truck that failed to stop at an intersection before colliding with an Amish passenger van. Five members of the Amish community from the Cassidy area and one occupant of the pickup were killed. Several other people suffered serious injuries. The crash remained under investigation for months as authorities worked to determine who was behind the wheel of the pickup. The case also drew the attention of the National Transportation Safety Board because of the number of fatalities and remains the subject of a separate civil lawsuit. When we come back from this AVS Tech Team sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
Depend on the AVS Tech Team to keep your data safe. If your home computer or business server fails, what important data is at risk? With data retention solutions from the Tech Team, your information is always protected and always accessible. These solutions safeguard important files from hardware failure, human error, or even natural disasters like fire and flood, so you don't have to worry about losing what matters most. Backed by professional local support, the Tech Team provides automatic, secure off-site storage with no extra equipment needed, making it simple and hassle-free to keep your data safe. Whether it's personal files, business documents, or critical records, they make sure everything is protected and easy to access when you need it. Keep your peace of mind at an affordable price. To learn more, contact the AVS Tech Team at 888-282-4943 or visit them in Pigeon or Sandusky to see how data retention solutions can protect you and your information.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, a Bay County landmark honoring America's military service members has a new home. AMVETS Post 22 held a dedication ceremony this week for the Blue Star Memorial after it was relocated from Veterans Memorial Park in Bay City. The memorial serves as a tribute to the men and women of the United States Armed Forces, recognizing both their service and sacrifice. It also reflects the nationwide tradition of the Blue Star Memorial markers, which have long stood as symbols of appreciation for those who have served in the military. Community members and veterans gathered for the ceremony to mark the memorial's new location and reaffirm its place as a lasting tribute to local and national military service.
One in five kids in America faces hunger. And when you feed a kid who faces hunger, you're doing more than filling an empty stomach. You're feeding the chance to learn, grow, shine. You're feeding the American dream. For the first time, the leading anti-hunger organizations are coming together. Not to fight hunger, but to end it. NourishTheAmericanDream.org, powered by Nourishing Neighbors. Join us today.
For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business.